Friends, this year should be a special schus. Refuas Nisim ben Lydia, Binyamin Simcha ben Adina Minya, and the Ulay Nishmas, Maras Esther bas Reb Shmuel, Reb Chaim Tzvi ben Eliyahu, and Maras Chanabas Usyona, Rams Alta Chanabas Reb Meir Zev. We're going to be basing this shir on the beautiful Sefer, is Ev Yitro Fan Tehillim. Perek Zayin. L'cha Hashem Chesed Ki Ata Mishalim Li'ish K'maaseihu. To you God is Chesed because you pay man according to his deeds. Medrash says, Rav Nechemya Omer Ma'u K'maaseihu Yesh Chodim Shechashav La'at Zaver B'lo Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kos V'ad She'asena. Person thinks he's doing avera, but he doesn't do it. God doesn't write it until he does the avera. And if a person thinks to do a mitzvah and he's nanas and he doesn't do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes it down as if he did it. So if he thinks to do an avera and he doesn't do it, Hashem doesn't write it down until he does it. But if he thinks to do a mitzvah and he was unable to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes it down as if he did it. At lamad mi David shayim etztayer livnos beis hamikdash shenamar zechor Hashem leDavid as kol anoso asher nishba l'Hashem imavu bo beisi ve'ani ba'ani hachinosi lebeis elokai v'cheinu omer. You learn this from David, who had tsar to build a Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash. Remember Hashem to David, all the affliction that he swore to Hashem. That I'm not going to come into my house until I build, like it says there in the Pasuk of Tehillim, Imetein Shnas Ainai Lafa Pai Tunumai, the Emsa Mokam Hashem, Mishkanas Levir Yankiv, till I find a place for Hashem, dwellings for the mighty ones of Jacob. So he really, and me in my poverty, Ba'ani Achinosi, I prepared the Beis Elokai for the house of God. Also says Vahiki Yesh Yoshav Amelech Beveso Hashem Minyech Lo Misaviv Hischil Mahar Belibo Varman Yoshav Beveso Rosim Varan Hashem Yoshav Bisrei Chayuria. So he says that this king was sitting in his house. God let him alone from all of his enemies. He started thinking in his heart, I'm sitting in my house of cedars, and the Aron of Hashem is within the curtains. Amar Lo Nasan Navi Lula Shalom Achshav Belibo Shalom Kodesh Baruch Hu. Had it not gone up into God's heart that you should build the Beis HaMikdash, it wouldn't have gone into your heart. So God appeared to him through Nasan Anavi, and it was on that night, and the word of God was to Nasan, say to David that you're going to build for me the house. But another pasuk says you're not going to build for me the house. So which one is it? Is David going to build the Beis HaMikdash? We're not going to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the answer is that you're not going to build it. Shlomo is going to build it, but it's going to be called on your name. It's going to be the King David Temple. You know, they call names yeshivas after people. So they're going to call this Mizmor Shir Chanukos Habayis LaDavid. The Beis HaMikdash is called after David. So since you spilled a lot of blood, I can't build a Beis HaMikdash, but it's going to be called after your name because you had tsar, that you wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash. And when David heard this, Nisiare, he said, I was disqualified from building the Beis HaMikdash. He was very, very, very disturbed. So Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi Emer LaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Tira Chayecha Kol Adam Shafachta Ka'ayel Kitzvein L'Fanai. God says, don't worry about it. all the blood that you spilled is like that of a deer or a ram, as it says in the Torah, spill it on the ground, don't worry about it. So why aren't I building the Beis HaMikdash? So Hashem said to him that I know the Jewish people are going to sin, and I'm going to take out the anger on the Beis HaMikdash, and the Jewish people are going to be saved. And if you build it, it's going to continue existing, and it's never going to be destroyed. So who's the anger going to go out on the Jewish people? So David HaMelech was satisfied with that. And you see from here, it says the Medrash, that if you want to do a mitzvah and you don't get to do it, it's malal abakas of kilo asan, therefore it's mizmer shir chanukas abayis l'David. So the Medrash is really difficult to understand. First Hashem said to David, because you spilled a lot of blood, I can't build a Beis HaMikdash through you. And it's an open pasuk in Divrei Yamim, Chaf Beis, Zayin to Yud, Ve'yomer David l'shlomo b'ni, Ani Hashem, Ani Ayayim l'vavi, Livnos b'ay b'ayis l'shem Hashem elokai, V'ayi alay d'var Hashem lemor, Dam l'rov shafach, Dam l'chomus gedolos. Asis lo sibne b'ayis l'shmi, Ki domim rabim shafach, Da'arza l'fona, Hine ben nolad l'cha, God says you can't build it, but there's going to be someone named Solomon, your son. He's going to be an ish menucha, and he's going to build it. Who's who? Yivne bayis l'shmi, but not you. You're a man of war. And when David heard this, when David heard that he can't build it because he spilled a lot of blood, he said, oh yeah, I'm puzzled. And then God says, no, don't worry about it, it's cool. It's like the blood that you spilled is like an aisle in a tzvi, and the Torah says that when you spill the blood of a ram and a deer, and it's a good thing, because and the reason that you're not building the Beis HaMikdash is because if you build it, it's never going to be destroyed. But I'd rather take out on my anger on the Beis HaMikdash and not on the Jewish people. So that's going to save them. But Shlomo HaMelech is going to do it instead of you. So it seems that what God originally told David and what the Pasuk says, the Medrash seems to be going against the Pasuk. Pasuk says, and the Medrash says, that at first, that's because you spilled a lot of blood. And then the Medrash says, no. It's really a different reason. The blood is fine. Alar it's shuchenu kamayim, like it's tzvi in an ayil. And instead, it's for a different reason, because I know that your children are going to sin, and I'm going to take out my anger on the Beis HaMikdash, but if you build it, it's never going to be destroyed. So that seems to be against the pasuk, and against what the Medrash said at first, that it's because you spilled the blood. So the Rambam in the 11th parak of Ilchos Melachim, Melach Aleph, says that HaMelech HaMashiach Asid lahachzir malchus David, etc. Ubone hamikdash. So you see in the Rambam, Ayin Sham Perakid Aleph Alocha Aleph, that the job of the Messiah of Mashiach is to build the Beis HaMikdash. Also in Alocha Dalid, that if a king stands from Beis David, and he's becheskas Mashiach, if he fulfills the conditions, he's ogel bosek b'torah b'sav b'alpeh. He compels the Jewish people to follow Torah. He wages the wars of God. He's becheskes Mashiach. Im osev itzliach upon a mikdash b'makomo v'kibetz nitche Yisrael. Hareza Mashiach b'vaday. So he's a vada Mashiach. So you see from the Rambam again that Mashiach is bona mikdash. You have to build a Beis HaMikdash to be Mashiach. But this is shver, because we see Sukkah mem aleph amud aleph Rosh Hashanah. Rashi there says that how can the Beis HaMikdash be built at night? The Gemara says the Beis HaMikdash be built at night. How can it be built at night? How can it be built on the 15th, which is Yontif? So how's there a tzad like that in the Gemara? So Binyan Beis HaMikdash isn't Doich Yontif, Binyan Beis HaMikdash isn't at night. Zokt Rashi, that's all bebinyan habanu bidei adam. Aval mikdash ha'asit shanu mitzapim banu mishuchlo yigalav yovam in ha'shamayim shenam mikdash Hashem konu yadecha. So the mikdash ha'asit is going to come down from the heavens, and that can be built at night, and that can be built on Yontif. So you see in the Rambam nishtazo, you see in the Rambam that Melech HaMashiach is going to build a Beis HaMikdash. So then we have Rashi's Kasha. So how then does Gemara say that you're going to build a Beis HaMikdash at night or on Yontif? Ain Beis HaMikdash Balayla Vein Adoich HaYontif. The Fida Rambam is going to be built by Mashiach. And not only that, Rashi is Soser himself. It says in Perak HaChalil, and Beis Hamad Beis, V'reinei Hashem Rabbah Chershem, Maininu, Arba Chershem, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu v'Kohen Tzedek. Rashi says, Chershem umnin Mashichim, Shneim Chershem umnin binyan Beis HaMikdash. That Mashiach is in Uman to build a Beis HaMikdash. So you see from Rashi here that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built by a person. It's not going to come down Minashamayim. So we have a steer in Rashi. On one hand, Rashi says in Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah that it's going to come down. Sukkah, Rashi says, it's going to come down in a Shemayim. And in Perak HaChalil, in Beis Amid Beis, Rashi says that it's going to be built by people. So which one is it? Is it people? Or is it Banoi Min HaShemayim? Tosus in Shvuas, Tesvav Amid Beis, writes that it's Mefurish in the Medrash Tanchuma that the Beis HaMikdash de la Asid is Asu Me'elov Bidei Shamayim Mikdash Hashem Konanu Yadecha. It's going to come down from God. Ayin Shem B'Sof Parashis Noch Uman Nishba Shu B'Chvodo Bono So Shanem Rabbonu Yerushalayim Hashem Nidcha Yisrael Yechanes Mishmur Barnachmeni Misaris Agadi Yishen Yerushalayim Nivnes Achi Yiskansu Agolios V'yomer l'chodim shekvan eskapzu agolos v'nus Yerushalayim al tamin l'am shekach siv bone Yerushalayim v'achakach nidcha Yisrael yikane sam Yisrael v'nei kadosh baruch v'nei shalom lo kvar nivnes Yerushalayim v'charei v'charva al ma'ide abon esechem charva v'glis v'mesechem v'lasid lavo ani bono isa v'eini horei sosa liholam shenam rekibana shem si anir b'chvodo. So we see here that in the future it's going to be God building the Beis HaMikdash. So too is Mefurish in the Zohar and Bereishis. Also there, you see the Zel B'Zach that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built Dorei Doris by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubegin da im Hashem lo yivne bayis shav amlu bonov bo. It says in Tehillim, because of this, if the pasuk says if God doesn't build the Beis HaMikdash, then you toil in it for naught. Also in Parashas Pinchas, Reish Chofal, for basis, bin al yodah de barnos, shebin kach lo eskayim, shlo yodah de binyan de ha, de begin ha'i uvda de barnos, shlo eskayim, al domar, mishem lo even abai, shem lo bono bo, that because people built the Beis HaMikdash, it didn't last, it was for naught, it was toil for naught. So if that's the case, then how does the Rambam and Rashi and Perek HaChalil say that it's going to be built by Mashiach? Rashi says the two umnin, Chershim, the Umnin, are the two Mashiachim who are going to build a Beis HaMikdash, so it's not going to last. Why would we want a Beis HaMikdash that Shav Amlu Bonav Bo? Hashan and Rashi and Perak HaChalil and the Rambam, who say that it's Mashiach who's going to build a Beis HaMikdash. So it would appear that the Binyan Mikdash of Shal Melech HaMashiach is different than the Binyan of Shlomo. Shlomo's Binyan was Al Shem David, like Chazal Darshan, Mizmor Asherich, Hanukkah Sabayis, the David. Did David build it? Now, Shlomo ben Shlomo built it. Because he gave his heart to it, his soul to it. It's called after David. Zechor Hashem le David. It's called Anosa Asher Nishba Hashem Nodir Levir Yankiv. Chen Omer Rei Beis Chod David. Halafish Anosa Nafsho Le Nikras Al Shema. So because he gave his soul over to it, it was called after his name. It also says in Divrei Yom, V'yaka David HaMelech Al Raglav, V'yom Rishimuni Achi V'Ami, Anim Levavi Livnos Beis Menucho La'arim Bris Hashem, V'ladom Ragle Elokeinu, V'achinosi Livnos. And the Radak explains, Chazik V'kom Me'am Mishkav, Shehayasham Kvar Nofal HaMishkav, Shkosu V'Sef Melachim, Chazik V'olach HaMelachim, Shesiva L'Sasiv, Shem Kol Yisrael, V'kom Ragle Dirulem, V'skol Dvarim Ha'ele. So David was Moser Nefesh. He was Noisei Nafsho for the Beis HaMikdash. as we bring the pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech swore that he's going to find a place for Hashem. It's called Beis Chodavid. He was no say nafsho aleha. Also in Divrei Hayamim, that he got up from his bed to speak to the Jewish people. Livno's Beis Menuchel, Aron Bris Hashem, to build this Beis HaMikdash. And we also have there Divrayam Choftes Beis, Ochokochi, Achinosi, the Beis Elokei, Azov, Lazov, Akesef, Lakesef, Nachos, Nachos, Labaz, Labaz, Leitzim, Leitzim. So Mefurash, Kama Masal, David Nafsho, Al HaMikdash. And therefore the Beis is called Al Shemo, HaBeis LeDavid. He prepared the Zov, he prepared the Kesef, the Nachos, it's everything. So that's called Al Shem Beis David, HaBeis LeDavid, Rei Beis HaDavid. But the bias that Melech HaMashiach is going to build in the future, that's different. That's not called Al Shem HaMashiach, that's called Al Shem Hashem. This is not Bayis LeDavid. So therefore it's different. That the bias of Shlomo is the Kesef of David and the Zav of David. And the bias lost it is going to be the Kesef Azov of about whom it says, Liya Kesef Liya Zav Neum Hashem, God's gold and silver. And even though Shlomo built the bias Rishon B'makom Aviv, who Kishlucho Shel David, Linin Guf HaBinyan, who is the Shliach of David? Shlomo. But Mashiach is going to be the Shliach of Hashem. It's called Al Shem Hashem. Shlucho D'Rachmana. And therefore, you can't apply the pasuk of Yim Hashem lo yivne bayis shaval melubon of bo, because that's only when it's a human base hamikdash. But if it's built b'shlichos hakadosh baruch hu, as koach hashliach b'koach hamishalech b'shliach, so that's going to have extra power. So that's going to last. Okay, so we are only a part of the way there. And we still have some ways to go, but we established a chiluk, a yisod, and v'etzos Hashem darkeinu b'li neder, we will continue next time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.